Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam a prayer, and we have so far covered the following, and I would write it in text inshallah. That the first thing is that complete wudu, direction to the Qibla, taking a sutra, and we know now the meaning of sutra inshallah, and entering into the state of ihram by saying takbir. Sutra is the object just beyond the place of prostration, within which nothing should pass. This is the meaning of sutra. Okay, clearing, making takbir. Tayyib, alhamdulillah. And you're saying Allahu Akbar. All of these, alhamdulillah, we have covered. All of these we have covered. And if you keep them in text whereby you can follow them, inshallah. And we mentioned here when he makes, when the person makes the takbir and says Allahu Akbar, he doesn't utter the intention. The intention is in the heart. Uttering the intention on the tongue, as done by many Muslims, is an innovation, is a bid'ah. This was not from the practice of the Prophet ﷺ, nor this was the practice of his companions. And you see many Muslims, when they want to start the salah, before they make the takbir, or when they are about to make the takbir, they would say, O Allah, I intend to pray this dhuhr prayer for you, etc., etc., and then he makes takbir. All of this يعني, is an innovation. He can he already made the intention. Once he did the wudu and then came for the salah, his intention is already firm in his heart that he is going or she is going to pray such and such prayer. So uttering that on the tongue is an innovation. And the place of the intention is in the heart. Place of the intention is the heart. And we talked about the manner of takbir, that he can do it, he can raise his hands and make takbir at the same time by raising his hands. He can do the takbir before raising the hands, or the opposite. All of these situations are authentically reported from the Prophet ﷺ, and therefore here it is important to remember that the person makes variation in the way when there is more than one sunnah being authenticated or applicable. It is important that the person does this sometimes and does the other certain times, because in this way he first of all will be following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He will be following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Secondly, he will revive the sunnah, because if he stays on one thing, you know, the other sunan are not revived. So in this way, if he verifies those ways of sunan, in this way he will be reviving them. So sometimes he will do this way, sometimes he will do the other way, as long as the sunan are authentic. And this does not only apply to the issue of raising the hands before or after or with saying the takbir, but it applies to all other situations when there is different kinds of manners or ways when the Prophet ﷺ does the same thing. In this case the person will be reviving the sunnah following the Prophet ﷺ. It will revive the heart, because if the person will continue on the same thing, it will be like a habit after a while and he wouldn't really feel the ibadah. But when he verifies, when he makes these different ways of ibadat, In this case, it will be also a revival for the presence of the heart in the ibadah, and this will be will bring more into khushu' in salah, more into khushu', tranquility, and the presence of the heart in such actions of worship. And also we pointed that the person, when he starts the salah, when he's standing, he starts the salah, he gazes and looks at the place of prostration, at the place of prostration. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's reported that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to place the right arm, alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala, adana wa manfi. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to place the right arm on the back of his left palm, right arm on the back of his left palm, wrist and forearm. This is one way. This is one authentic way, is placing the right arm on the back of his left palm. I should write those things. All of this is on the chest. The right arm on the back of, alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh, of his left palm, wrist included, and forearm. This is one way. This is one authentic way. And he commanded, the Prophet ﷺ commanded the companions to do likewise. He commanded the companions to do likewise. And sometimes, sometimes he would grasp his left arm with his right. Sometimes he would grasp his left arm with his right. Alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh, Sister Atisan. Left arm with his right. All this is part of an authentic hadith, alhamdulillah. And he used to place them on the chest. This is the third. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, used to place, all of these segments that I'm putting are parts of authentic ahadith. He used to place them on his chest. Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. So both these ways are sunnah. Both of these ways are sunnah. Sheikh Al-Albani rahimahullah affirmed both of them, and he said both are sunnah. And similarly, our Sheikh Muhammad bin Salih Al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala, he said idhan hatani sifatan, and thus these are two descriptions of how to put the hands on the chest. Al-Ula qab, the one is grasping, and the other is placement. As you see from the two categories there, one of them is grasping and the other is just mere placement. However, concerning the hadith which is attributed with the hadith of Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, quote, that the sunnah is to place the hands, the right hand on the left, below the navel, this hadith has been weakened, declared weak by Al-Bayhaqi and Nawawi and Zayla'i and Hafiz and others. So the closest to the sunnah is the putting the hands on the chest. And in this respect, three ahadith, the Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah said, three hadith came in this direction, that the sunnah is to place the hands on the chest. And the one who examined the narrations of these ahadith all together, the Shaykh said, فَإِنَّهَا صَالِحَةٌ لِلْإِسْتِدْلَالِ, and all together could be, are in fact يعني applicable in the sense of being used as evidence. And this, he said this in his book Ahkam al-Janaiz, the ruling regarding the funerals, page 118. So this is regarding there is one position which is not allowed. There is one position which is not allowed, and you see some Muslims doing that, a position that is not allowed, a position that is manhiya, forbidden, is not allowed. And this is when the Prophet ﷺ said, he used, or it was reported that he used to forbid putting one's hand on the waist, one's hand on the waist. Yes, putting one hand on the waist. This authentically, it has been reported that the Prophet ﷺ used to forbid putting one's hand on the waist during the prayer. And no, it doesn't nullify. It doesn't nullify the salah. It does not nullify the salah. But it diminishes from the applicability of the sunnah. He used to forbid putting his one hand on the waist during prayer, and he put his hand on his waist to demonstrate. And this is what is called silb. This is what's called silb, which he used to forbid, which he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, used to forbid. Fine. We move now to the next step after putting the hands on the chest. In these two different descriptions that we went over again, we went over earlier, is number now 6. The salah. By the du'a al-istiftah. By du'a, which is called du'a al-istiftah. And there are many kinds of this. There are many types of this. Many types that the person can use for each type, for each salah, for example, one of these types, and we will go over them, inshallah, one by one. We'll go over them, inshallah, one by one, commencing the salah by the opening of the dua. So these are called opening dua or opening supplications. So he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would commence his recitation with many kinds of supplications, in which he would praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and will declare him free of all imperfection and will extol Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he commanded that man who did not, he was ignorant about his salah, didn't do it properly, he commanded him to do so. He told him no person's prayer is complete unless he says takbir, says takbir, praises Allah the Mighty and Sublime and extols Him, then recites of the Quran what is easy for him. So this is the commencing of the salah by dua al-istiftah, which is the opening supplication, which is the opening supplication. In fact, after he would make the takbir, it is reported by Abi Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, that sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا كَبَّرَ فِي الصَّلَاةِ, once he made the takbir, سَكَتَ هُنَيَّ, he went silent for a short while, قَبْلَ أَن يَقْرَأ, before he recites, meaning before he recites the Quran. So I asked him, Abu Hurairah says, he said, Ya Rasulallah, he asked him about this, and he said, as to what you say. He said, Aqul, then the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said the opening dua, And as I said, there are many forms of many types of this dua, and therefore the Muslim can again vary them. You know, for each salah he can use, or he/she can use any of these opening dua for the three reasons which we mentioned. If there are different, or there are rather, the sunnah can be done in different ways, then it is important that the Muslim follows these different ways, alternate them, but doesn't stick to one of them for the reasons which we mentioned. Number one, this will be following the Prophet ﷺ way. Second, it will be reviving the sunan. And third, this will be good for the presence of the heart. The change, the alteration, it will be good in the sense it will bring the presence of the heart, not staying on one form only. So the first dua, this is one of the forms which he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allahumma ba'id bayni wa bayna khatayai, O Allah, separate me far from my sins, kama ba'adta bayna al-mashriqi wal-maghrib, as you have separated far the east and west. Allahumma naqqini min khatayai, O Allah, cleanse me of my sins, as white cloth is cleansed from dirt. كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس. اللهم اغسلني من خطاياي بالماء والثلج والبرد. O Allah, wash me of my sins with water, ice and snow. He used to say this in obligatory prayers. Okay. And if he wishes, the person can say another form. And this other form of the dua is Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik tabaraka ismuka wa ta'ala jadduk wa la ilaha ghayruk. You are glorified, Allah, free of all imperfection and praised. Meaning praise, that is, we are submerged in your praise, O Allah. Your name is blessed, meaning the name, or your name, the blessings of your name are great. Your majesty is exalted. Ta'ala jadduk, your majesty is exalted. And none has the right to be worshipped but you. Wala ilaha ghayruk. So if a person can, yani, this is one of the famous du'as for the opening of the salah from Adayat al-Istiftah. طيب. Also, another one is وَجَّهْتُ وَجْهِي لِلَّذِي فَطَرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا. I have set my face towards the originator of the heavens and the earth sincerely in Islam. وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. And I am not among the mushriks. إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Indeed, my prayer, my sacrifice, my living and my dying are for Allah, the Lord of the worlds. لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. No partner has he. وَبِذَلِكَ أُمِرْتُ وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. With this I have been commanded, I am the first of the Muslims, meaning those who submit to Allah. And this represents competing to fulfill His orders. Allahumma anta al-malik. O Allah, you are the king. La ilaha illa ant. None has the right to be worshipped but you. Subhanaka wa bihamdik. O Allah, you are the most perfect and all praise is for you. Anta Rabbi wa ana abduk. You are my Lord and I am your slave. Zalamtu nafsi wa ataraftu bi dhanbi. I have wronged myself and have acknowledged my sins. Faghfir li dhanbi. جميعا. So forgive all my sins. إنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. For none forgives sins except you. وأهدني لأحسن الأخلاق. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. لا يهدي لأحسنها إلا أنت. Guide me to the best of characters, to which no one can guide except you. وصرف عني سيئها, and save me from the worst of characters. لا يصرف عني سيئها إلا أنت, to which no one can guide except you. لبيك وسعديك. I am here and I am happy to serve you. والخير كله في يديك. And all good is in your hands. والشر ليس إليك, and evil is not from you. Meaning evil cannot be traced back to Allah, because there is nothing bad in his actions, for they are all good. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. والمهدي من هديت. والمهدي من هديت, meaning the guided one, the truly guided one, is he who is guided by you. أنا بك وإليك. I exist by your will and belong to you. لا منجا ولا ملجأ منك إلا إليك. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. There is no escape or shelter from you except to you. تباركت وتعاليت. You are blessed and exalted. أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. Take your forgiveness and repent to you. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say this in the obligatory as well as in voluntary prayers. And in some opening du'as he used to say, الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا. Allah is the greatest, very great. والحمد لله كثيرا, praise be to Allah again and again. وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا, glorified is Allah from every deficiency or imperfection, morning and evening. One of the companions commenced with this dua, to which the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, wonderful for it, this supplication, is that the doors of the heavens were opened for it. The doors of the heavens were opened for it. This is reported by Muslim and others. Also another form is, الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه. الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه. Praise be to Allah many, حمدا كثيرا طيبا many, pure, مباركا فيه, blessed praises. Another man commenced with this dua, to which the Prophet ﷺ said, I saw 12 angels competing as to which of them would take it up. This is reported by Muslim and others. And also another form. Allahumma laka alhamd. Anta nuru as-samawati wal-ardi wa man fihim wa laka alhamd. O Allah, to you belongs all praise. You are the light of the heavens and the earth. And all those in them, to you belongs all praise. أنت قيم السماوات والأرض ومن فيهن. You are the maintainer of the heavens and the earth and all those in them. ولك الحمد. أنت ملك السماوات والأرض ومن فيهن. To you belongs all praise. You are the king of the heavens and the earth and all those in them. ولك الحمد أنت الحق. You belong, or to you belongs all praise. You are the حق, the truth, you are the truth. ووعدك الحق, your promise is حق, is the truth. وقولك حق, and your saying is the truth. ولقاؤك حق, meeting you is حق. والجنة حق, paradise is حق. والنار حق, and the fire is حق, is truth. والساعة حق, and the hour, meaning of the day of resurrection, is حق, is truth. والنبيون حق, and the prophets are حق, truth. ومحمد حق, and Muhammad is the truth. O Allah, اللهم لك أسلمت. O Allah, to you I have submitted. وعليك توكلت. In you I have placed my trust. وبك آمنت. In you I have believed. وإليك أنبت. To you I have turned. وبك خاصمت. For your sake I have fought. وإليك حاكمت. To you I have referred for judgment. أنت ربنا وإليك المصير. You are our Lord, and to you is the end of all journeys. فاغفر لي ما قدمت وما أخرت. فاغفر لي ما قدمت وما أخرت. So forgive me my earlier and later sins. أنت ربنا وإليك المصير. You are our Lord, and to you is the end of all journeys. Faghfir li, so forgive me my earlier and later sins. وما أسررت وما أعلنت. What I have concealed and what I have showed. وما أنت أعلم به مني. And whatever else you know about me more than I. Because we do a lot of sin and we forget about them. We forget about them. So this dua is very comprehensive. Alhamdulillah. وما أنت أعلم به مني. And whatever else you know about me than I. أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر. You are the bringer forward. أنت إلهي. آمين. You are the bringer forward, and you are the delayer. You are my deity, my true God. La ilaha illa anta. None has the right to be worshipped except you. And there is no might nor power except with you. Wala hawla wala quwwata illa bik. He used to say this prayer, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at night, as he did the following forms also at night. So we can do this, especially now when we are making Taraweeh. This could be very applicable to our prayers at night. Those commencing du'as, the opening du'as. Also from that is, Allahumma Rabba Jibreel wa Mikail wa Israfil, Fatir al-Samawati wal-Ard, Alim al-Ghaybi wal-Shahada, Anta tahkumu bayna ibadika, فيما كانوا فيه يختلفون اهدني لما اختلف فيه من الحق بإذنك إنك تهدي من تشاء إلى صراط مستقيم. This great dua has a lot of benefits. O Allah, Lord of Jibreel, of Gabriel and Israfil, greater creator of the heavens and the earth, knower of all that is hidden and open, it is you that will judge between your servants in those matters about which they used to differ. La ilaha illallah. You can find Tasneem, this dua. Brother Small Kindness is here. You can find them in Hism al-Muslim, Hism al-Muslim, and also in the book of Salah, the prayers of the Prophet by Sheikh al-Albani rahimahullah. It is online. Brother Small Kindness, inshallah, can help you now with the links, inshallah. Okay, Tasneem. طيب, we continue the translation of the meaning of this dua. You're welcome. It is you that will judge between your servants in those matters about which they used to differ. Guide me, look at this. Guide me by your grace to the truth concerning that about which they differed. For indeed, you guide whomsoever you wish to a path that is straight. This is reported by Muslim. This hadith is very, very important, because if a person is not sure about a certain matter where there is difference, then he can call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by this dua to guide him in these matters about which people may differ. It's a little bit long, Sister Muslima, but I will write it because it's important, inshallah, with respect to this matter. So if people are not sure, because this happens in matters that could, there could be differences, you will see the person being swaying left and right, not sure, then he should resort to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guidance. And this is a great dua in this respect. This is an opening dua in salah at night. So, yani, I can write it, inshallah. Oh Allah, Lord of Jibreel. Jibreel, you know, Gabriel. Mikael is Michael, is the angel who is in charge with the rain and vegetations. Mikael and Israfil. Who is Israfil? Who is Israfil? Who is the angel Israfil? Yes, exactly. Jazakallah khair. Yes, Brother Hamad, Jazakallah khair. La ilaha illallah. It is you that will judge between your servants in those matters about which they used to differ. Guide me by your grace to the truth concerning that about which they differed. For indeed you guide whomsoever you wish to a path that is straight. What is this? To a path that is straight. Here is the hadith. O Allah, Lord of Jibreel, of Gabriel, Mikael, Michael, and Israfil, creator of the heavens, there should be some typos again, and the earth, knower of all that is hidden and open, it is you that will judge between your servants in those matters about which they used to differ. Guide me by your grace to the truth concerning that about which they differed. For indeed you guide whomsoever you wish to a path that is straight. This hadith and this dua is reported by Muslim and others. Other forms as well. He would also say, he would say takbir, meaning Allahu Akbar, tahmid, meaning say Alhamdulillah, tasbih, to say Subhanallah, tahleel, meaning saying La ilaha illallah, and istighfar, saying astaghfirullah. Okay, 10 times each, and then he would say, this is after takbiratul ihram, and this is during the night prayers also could be said. Start by takbir, saying Allahu Akbar, tahmid, alhamdulillah, tasbih, subhanallah, tahleel, la ilaha illallah, istighfar, astaghfirullah, means I seek forgiveness from Allah, 10 times each. And then he would say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Allah, O Allah, forgive me and guide me, give me sustenance, alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh, sustenance and overlook my sins. And then say, O Allah, I seek refuge from the distress. طيب السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. إن شاء الله we continue concerning. Did you get the text? إن شاء الله. Did you get the text that I wrote before I was disconnected? Were you able to pick up the text? The text about the dua. I wrote some of these texts because I believe Tasneem requested that, and also Sister Muslima. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Nobody put them? Yes. Okay, what you typed? Yes. Alhamdulillah. Okay, that's what I meant. Alhamdulillah. Great, alhamdulillah. Okay, alhamdulillah, that is nice. So now, with respect to these invocations, with respect to these supplications, you can say, okay, That's the last thing we got. It's a long one. It's longer than this. Guide me and give me sustenance. Overlook my sins. Okay. After that, okay, fine. Alhamdulillah. After that, he would say, "Oh Allah." I will write it down now. After that, he would say, "Oh Allah, I seek refuge with you from the distress طيب إن شاء الله okay إن شاء الله تعالى from the distress of the day of account okay he would say this 10 times excuse me mean after the one that you have written that's right alhamdulillah he would say this 10 times okay And the last supplication is, okay, this completes the one that I just told you. The last supplication is, Allah is the greatest. Allahu Akbar, 3 times. Naam. Okay, good. Alhamdulillah, this is it. Allah is the greatest. He says this 3 times, possessor of the kingdom, power, magnificence and might. All of these could be said in voluntary as well as you can say them in the obligatory prayers. But the long one as the ulama said is to be used more likely in the voluntary prayers. In the voluntary prayers, the long supplications. Use the long supplications for the voluntary prayers, the optional. Like for now we are praying for example Salatul Layl or the Taraweeh prayer. Use those long ones that I gave you. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. And, you know, so, although both of them could be used for optional and obligatory prayers, but as the ulama said, it is that which is lengthy, it's more fitting to use in the night prayer. It's more fitting to use in the night prayer. So now we have finished from the 6 points in the Salah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is Dua al-Istiftah. After Takbirat al-Tahrim, after the Takbira of Tahrim, you know the Salah has its haram in the same way as the mosque of Kaaba has its haram, inviolable right. And similarly, Salah has its inviolable right. And this, the saying, Allahu Akbar, in the beginning, commences this inviolable right away. You enter into this inviolable right of Salah. And then after that, you make this dua al-istiftah, this opening dua. And after that, you say, now this is the seventh one. The seventh action is, to say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. I seek refuge from the evil one. They are rejected. الشيطان الرجيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فإذا قرأت القرآن فاستعذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. If you are to start reciting the Quran, then seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil one that rejected Satan. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh for all of those who came late and I didn't say salam to them. Also, one person, the person may say, O Allah, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, min hamzihi wa nafihi wa naftihi. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, from his hamzihi, from his madness. I seek refuge in Allah from the evil one, the rejected, from his madness, min hamzihi wa nafihi. Nafkhihi, from his arrogance. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh, Malika. What is she? From his madness, from his arrogance, wanafkhihi, from his vain kind of, there is, she's back, Malika, okay. From his vain kind of poetry. Poetry? Yes. From his vain kind of poetry. Because poetry is of two kinds. Vain kind, worthless, and the other is characterized by wisdom. The Prophet ﷺ said in an authentic hadith, truly some poetry is wisdom. Truly some poetry, look at this. Some poetry is wisdom. Truly some poetry is wisdom. So, therefore, you can say, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. O Allah, I seek refuge from in you, from the evil and rejected. And the other way to say it also, this is one form. The other form is, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Min hamzihi, which means from his madness, wa nafkhihi, from his arrogance. And nafkh means in Arabic al-kibar, which is, you know, false pride, puffy pride, arrogance. Wa nafkhihi, and therefore you can find people who are arrogant, they have from this quality of shaitan, they have from this quality of the devil, being arrogant. وَنَفْسِهِ, and from his vain kind of poetry. Vain kind of poetry. Then he says, then he would say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the Basmala. Then he would recite the Basmala. The Basmala is to say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim secretly. Because of the hadith reported by Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, it means in the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. And if any person does not know the Arabic so far, he or she can say these matters in English. In Salah, there is no harm in that, and this does not nullify their prayers. I will repeat, if he or she does not know the Arabic until now, they can say these matters that I discussed so far, and they choose the opening. Now, the opening dua in the English language or whatever their language speak, whatever their language is. And to say Basmala secretly because of the hadith of Anas, he said, صَلَّيْتُ خَلْفَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ, I prayed behind the messenger Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, and Abi Bakr, and behind Abi Bakr, and behind Umar, and behind Uthman, فَلَمْ يَجْهَرُوا بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. They didn't say it loud, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And the Basmala is a separate verse. The Basmala, according to the correct opinion, it is a separate separate verse, independent, separate and independent verse. It is not from the Fatiha. Basmala is not from the Fatiha, nor it is from any other surah. Allah revealed it as a separation between the surahs. Except that it is an ayah, a verse from Surah An-Naml, included in Surah An-Naml. As to the seventh ayah of Al-Fatiha, as to the seventh ayah of Surah Al-Fatiha, it is غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. It is the last one, غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. طيب. Now what was this point? Now number 9. Then he should start with reciting Al-Fatiha. Then he should start or she should start the recitation of Surah Al-Fatiha. Al-Fatiha it is. I will recite it now for you. Inshallah, everyone, I hope, yani knows that by now. And those who don't know, they yani can make certain dua. They can say, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. This is fine. Until they learn how to recite the Fatiha in Arabic. Until they learn that. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. Yep. To stop. The sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to stop at each verse. And we learned from a lesson earlier that there is when the believer says these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds properly to each verse. Allah responds properly to each verse as came in the hadith. So therefore from this we deduce that the person should stop at the end of each verse. So you say Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, you stop. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stop, because you are now praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you're now anticipating the response of Allah. Allah will say after that, Hamadani Abdi, my slave, praise me. So you wait, as if now you're gonna hear the response of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to your praise. And then you say, Alhamdu lillahi rabbil alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki yawmi d-din, Iyaka na'budu, إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. This is one verse. إهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. And therefore it's a recitation of the Fatiha, because Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said لا صلاة لمن لم يقرأ بفاتحة الكتاب. There is no prayer for the one who did not recite the opening chapter. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We said it's a separate and independent verse. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All the way till you finish the Fatiha. And in the hadith which I just recited, related, there is no prayer for the one who did not recite in it the opening chapter. And in another hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said that prayer is not sufficient in which a man does not recite the opening of the book Fatihatul Kitab. He ﷺ also said, he who performs a prayer in which he doesn't recite the opening of the book, then it, meaning this prayer, is deficient, incomplete. And concerning this hadith which I told you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala divided the prayer between himself and the servant, he divided it into two halves. He subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah says, I have divided the prayer, meaning Surah Al-Fatiha, between myself and my servant in two halves. Half of it is for me and half is for my servant. And my servant shall have what he has asked for. Then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, recite. The servant says, praise be to Allah, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. Allah the Exalted will respond. That's why the slave should stop. Okay? Allah will respond by saying, my servant has praised me. Hamadani Abdi. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Then the servant will recite, the most merciful, the bestower of mercy, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Allah the Exalted will say, my servant has extolled me. And the servant will say, Maliki Yawmiddin, Master of the Day of Judgment. Allah the Exalted will respond, my servant has glorified me. We should really contemplate these matters when we pray. This will bring khushu'ah to salah. This will bring tranquility to the salah and the presence of the heart. And when the servant says, it is you alone we worship and it is you alone we seek for help, Allah says, this is between me and my servant shall have what he has asked for. Then the dua comes. The servant says, guide us to the straight path. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. The dua. The path of those whom you are favored. You have favored. Not of those who receive your anger, nor of those who go astray. Allah will respond by saying, all these are for myself, my servant, and my servant shall have what he has asked for me. Or what he has asked for. This is reported by Muslim and others as well. This authentic hadith. And the Prophet ﷺ said in another narration, Allah did not reveal in the Torah or the Gospel anything like the mother of the Quran, meaning the Fatiha, the open chapter. It is the seven oft repeated, just described as the seven oft repeated. Allah refers to this in the Quran by saying, and we have bestowed upon you seven of the oft repeated and the grand recitation. It is named the seven because it has seven verses. And oft repeated because it is repeated again and again in the prayer. And it has been called the grand recitation to specify this name for it, even though every part of the Quran is a grand recitation. Okay. I always told you that it's okay to say other remembrances if the person does not know Al-Fatiha. In fact, the Prophet ﷺ said to the one who couldn't remember it, the one who couldn't remember the Fatiha, he told him, say, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. I declare Allah free of all defects. All praise be to Allah, Alhamdulillah. وَلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. None has the right to be worshipped but Allah. وَاللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. And Allah is the greatest. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. There is no might nor power except by Allah. He also said to the one who prayed badly, quote, if you know some of the Quran, then recite it. Otherwise, praise Allah, declare His greatness, and declare that none has the right to be worshipped but Allah. As to, can you please write this in text? Inshallah. Okay. Alright. Aha, there it is. Small kindness. JazAllah khair. This is one. I declare Allah free from all defects. All praise be to Allah. None has the right to be worshipped but Allah. Allah is the greatest, Allahu Akbar, ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله, there is no might nor power except by Allah. The other one, if you know some of the Quran, he told him then, otherwise praise Allah, declare his greatness, and declare that none has the right to be worshipped but Allah. Yani, sister, sweetheart, if you can say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Record, I will say it to you, and you can tape it if you want, if you can, you have a way to record what I'm saying, then go ahead. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. You can record these and repeat them until you learn al-fatiha. I mean, continue on this while you're learning al-fatiha, and once you learn the fatiha, then stick to that. And if you want me to repeat, just let me know. Now, reciting the Fatiha, there are two opinions reciting the Fatiha which I would like you to repeat. Alaykum As-Salaam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. You want me to repeat? You have a way to record? Do you have a way to record now? Or the last one only? Okay. I will repeat it all together, no problem, and then you will record it. I will give you 1 minute to prepare your recording, inshallah. I will wait for 1 minute. Alaykum As-Salaam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Sister Umm Mahdi, Sister Muslima, and welcome back, Sister Niqabi. Alaykum As-Salaam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Inshallah. Let me repeat these two, the statement, sweetheart, 431. This is how it's going to go, inshallah. Subhanallah. Are you ready? Okay, I will start. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. That's it. You're welcome. Now, my family and I want to go to Umrah in December, but I heard it's closed. Is that true? December. We are in November. We are in November, and we are in on the 3rd of November now, according to the Christian calendar, 3rd of November. So a month from now, there will be December. The Umrah, which is right after Ramadan, you know, the week or so after Ramadan. I heard before that they stopped giving visa during this during this limited time, and then they resume it later, and then they resume it like 1 month after that, when people start coming for Hajj and so forth. But I can double check. Did you call the embassy in London? Try to call the embassy in London to get affirmation. Okay, that will be the best thing from your side, because they will give you, inshallah, the definite answer as to when they will resume, and if there is any temporal. Normally, in the past, they used to do that for a period of time. Inshallah, that will be the best thing to do, inshallah. So, concerning recitation of Al-Fatiha, wa iyyakum, one opinion that it is a must on everyone who prays. This includes the imam, this includes the one who prays behind the imam, this includes the loud and secret prayers. Certainly when someone is praying alone, there is no problem, it's a must, whether it is an open or secret prayers. In both cases, if the individual is praying alone, then it's a must that he or she recites Al-Fatiha, otherwise the salah is incomplete, is invalid actually. But with respect, where is the difference of opinion between the scholars on two, on the following description? Behind the imam in congregational prayer, and this applies to both, you know, the woman and men, whether the women are praying alone or they are following an imam, a male imam, the opinion is that in the secret prayer it's no problem, all of them have or must recite the Fatiha. Where is the difference? It's in the loud prayers, al-jahriya. Should the one who is being led recite the Fatiha or shouldn't he, or he shouldn't? This, these are two different opinions. One of is supposed to say the Fatiha. The second opinion, that this was the case in the very beginning, which the Prophet ﷺ permitted, but then that has been prohibited by the Prophet ﷺ later. This is the second opinion. And what would be, because of the, yani, such a distinct opinions between the scholars regarding this matter, then the one led in the prayers, to get out from this difference, let him recite the Fatiha, or let her recite the Fatiha after the imam, or they even can recite it before the imam, meaning if the imam says Allahu Akbar and then he will make his opening dua and you are behind praying, you say Allahu Akbar, you make your opening dua and then you start reciting the Fatiha. Or if the imam finishes, then you can recite it. And this applies to the loud salah, when the recitation is loud, in the congregation prayer. Otherwise, in all of the secret prayers, it's a must. It's a must. Also, if someone forgets, meaning the one who is led in the prayers, meaning al-ma'moom, you are praying, alaykum salam, rahmatullahi ta'ala barakatuh, you are praying behind an imam, and you forget to recite the Fatiha, or someone is ignorant about its recitation, it's obligatory or non-obligatory, all of this, he doesn't know anything about it, then, and there is nothing upon him or her in this respect. Also, if you come to pray and you find the imam in ruku'ah, he's bowing, or if you come in the case with the sisters praying together in congregation and they find that the imam, the woman imam in this case, is in the state of ruku'ah, they immediately go to ruku'ah and they shouldn't stand up reciting the Fatiha. They can join the ruku'ah right away, because this happened at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the Sahabi Abi Bakr. He came and joined the imam when the imam was in ruku'ah, And the Prophet ﷺ did not order him to make up that rak'ah, although he didn't recite the Fatiha, because the Imam was in the state of ruku'ah. So he immediately went to the state of ruku'ah without reciting the Fatiha. And the Prophet ﷺ did not order him to make up that rak'ah. And then after that, when the person finishes the recitation of the Fatiha, he or she will say Ameen. To say that quietly but heard in the loud prayers, and secretly from, and the meaning of Ameen means O Allah respond. O Allah respond. This is the meaning of Ameen. When we say Ameen, this is the meaning of it. Because of the hadith of Abi Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, who said the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he finished reciting Ummul Quran, the mother of the Quran, meaning Surah Al-Fatiha. And as you have seen so far, as you have heard so far, there are so many names for Surah Al-Fatiha. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam rafa'a sawtahu, he raised his voice and said Ameen. And in the hadith which is agreed upon, the Prophet ﷺ was talking about a congregational state of prayer. He said, إِذَا أَمَّنَ الْإِمَامُ فَأَمِّنُوا. If the Imam declares Ameen, says Ameen, then you do the same. فَأَمِّنُوا. Then you say Ameen. فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ وَافَقَ تَأْمِينَهُ تَأْمِينَ الْمَلَائِكَ غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. Then the one who's saying Ameen coincides with the ta'meen of the angels, and also the angels say Ameen as well. The one whose ta'meen, meaning the one who says Ameen, coincides with the ta'meen of the angels, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive him his past sins. And therefore this is very important for the believers to anticipate that, is to follow the Imam when he says Ameen. We follow him by saying Ameen, anticipating that this will coincide with the saying of the angels Ameen, and thus we will receive the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our past sins. Allahumma lakal hamd. And we said this earlier, but I repeat it again and again. Now Ameen is a dua which means Allahumma stajib, O Allah answer. But so be it, the meaning of Ameen is, as I said, O Allah respond, Allahumma istajib. And the one who is unable to recite Al-Fatiha, then he may recite other than the Fatiha from the Quran. For example, if you are learning now and you know Surah Al-Ikhlas, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. Then you can recite this until you learn the Fatiha. But those learning, it is better for them to start with the Fatiha. But we say in case someone doesn't know the Fatiha, but he knows a shorter surah, then he can recite the shorter surah until he learns. Or they can say, as we said earlier, those statements, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. Then as to what will be recited after Surah Al-Fatiha, this we will explain inshallah in the next class. In the next class. So we have covered so far, alhamdulillah, 10 actions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the manner of the prayers. 10 actions. So inshallah we continue with this, and we need to learn what is to be recited other than the Fatiha and the five obligatory prayers. and the five obligatory prayers. Inshallah, I will try to make a table and don't see if Brother Small Kindness can help with this. Maybe we'll put it in a table, and the best thing is to PM it after we discuss it to everyone who wishes that. Put them in a table, and if one puts it on a table on a Word document, I believe one can paste them on PM and send them. Is that right? PM will accommodate a table. Would it take a table, or it will? Anybody has tried this? It will. Okay, inshallah, we'll try to put them that. Ah, it doesn't take tables. Oh, it takes the text. Okay, we'll put it in text and organize the text in a way that inshallah it will be clear. Inshallah ta'ala. Inshallah ta'ala. I will try to put that. What is this site here? Small Kindness, what is this site? This is the Quran prayer default. This is the one. No, I have in mind to formulate a special table, inshallah ta'ala. Okay. Yeah, I'll take that site and leave it there as a text, inshallah. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. So this is, so far what we have covered. We have covered 10 points or 10 actions from the time of wudu all the way to the end of recitation of the Fatiha. So inshallah we'll continue from then.